when the family went to India, it was arranged that Stephen should come and live with us for a year. He decided it would be nice that he should have Scottish dancing in the evening. Now, mind you, this was quite an ordinary house, but we had rather a lot of room and a large hall. And so we bought some records and a book about what you do. And Stephen took charge. And he insisted that you put on a jacket and a tie. And then he was the master of the proceedings. And Stephen took it very seriously. But then he liked dancing, you see.
There were four physicists in my year. Gordon Berry, Richard Bryan, Stephen, myself. I first remember Stephen on an occasion when Gordon and I went up after dinner to his room to try to find him. And Stephen was up there with a crate of beer, slowly drinking his way through it. He was only 17. He couldn't legally go into a pub. He'd gone out to Oxford ridiculously early.
We used to have what we call a gathering net. We used to organise a beer party and various things like that to gather all these collar as many freshmen as we could get, you see, to get them to join the boat club. And that's how we collected him, you see.